Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 2nd, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple announced in an email to publishers that apps for iOS and macOS will no longer be included in its affiliate program. Apple says its new App Store interfaces for iOS and macOS have new methods of discovery for apps. All other content types, including music, movies, books, and TV, will remain in the affiliate program. Last year, Apple dropped the affiliate rate for in-app purchases from 7% to 2.5%. Speaking of revenue, Apple became the world's only trillion-dollar publicly traded company on Thursday in terms of market cap when Apple's stock price hit $207.05 before dipping below $207 again and going back to very high billion-dollar status. Apple stock has appreciated over 8% since Apple announced its latest earnings results on Tuesday. The company set a new fiscal third quarter record with $53.3 billion in revenue and strong iPhone X sales. Cisco announced it's buying security firm Duo Security for $2.35 billion. If the deal goes through, co-founder and CEO Doug Song will continue as Duo's general manager and will join Cisco's networking and security business. Duo's security platform lets employees use their own device for adaptive authentication instead of using separate key fobs with security codes. Twitter announced Wednesday that users will no longer be able to automatically cross-post their tweets to Facebook due to Facebook changing its API platform. Facebook login, which granted permission to publish posts to Facebook as the logged-in user, will no longer have that permission. Reddit CTO Chris Lowe posted an announcement Wednesday that an attacker compromised some employee accounts with Reddit's cloud and source code hosting providers and managed to get a read-only access to some current email addresses of users, as well as a 2007 database backup with salted and hashed passwords. The employee account's access were protected with SMS-based two-factor authentication, where the attacker intercepted the SMS. Slow recommends everyone move to token-based 2FA. Last year, DARPA launched a $1.5 billion five-year program known as the Electronics Resurgence Initiative, or ERI, to support work on advances in chip technology. Now DARPA is sharing the first set of research teams that it selected to explore new approaches to U.S. chip development and manufacturing through design, architecture, materials, and integration. The ERI's budget represents around a four-fold increase in DARPA's typical annual spending on hardware. Google added a new feature inside its Maps app. Sharing your location also shares your battery level. Android Police notes that in an APK teardown earlier this year, it appeared that Google was giving approximate battery levels, but that the numbers now seem to precisely be tied to users. When checking a contact's location, there's now a battery icon next to the distance, along with a percentage and charging status. And finally, Facebook is launching its own version of playable ads across its platforms. Advertisers will now be able to promote games using playable ads so a player can try out a game before downloading. Playable ads drive higher intent installs from people because they probably already like the game and are more likely to play after they install. Facebook's playable ads first launch a video of the game and then shift to interactivity. The effort was in beta for more than a year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.